twist.
Not only do they taste good, but they're easy to transport, as they can be prepared days, weeks or even months in advance, especially when you make them using fresh ingredients.
Ah, oh, beige fondant. What a funny leaf fondant.
Yes,
one
of them. You just look among the leaves till you see something.
Oh, it's a massive one here. Shall we have him?
Look at the size of that.
It's huge, isn't it?
Aye.
Wait a minute, Dave. Spicy courgette fritters doesn't sound like a barrel recipe to me.
Actually, mate, it's way older than that. It turns out fritters have been cooked in some parts of the world for hundreds of years, but arrived here in the Middle Ages when the recipe was brought back from the Middle East by the Crusaders.
A bit like Henna Dude, who's been travelling collecting recipes at the same time.
Is this recipe one of yours?
The batter would have been from great-grandmother's recipe book, because it's a basic batter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I have modified it. Sometimes I use ordinary flour, sometimes I use gram flour.
What can I come in? Ooh, that's the cakes.
All ready?
Ding a rom.
Oh, look at that.
It's perfect.
And it's got a little bit of spongy give there.
Oh.
Fantastic.
With the sponges cooling down, it's time to prep the fresh ingredients.